यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी रावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगतनाथ जगतनाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरानिताई 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 जय गौरानिताई जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद विष्णुपाद परमहंसा परिवाजक आचार्य श्रुतशत श्री श्रीमदिस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांगा। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 6 टाइटल डेमीगॉड्स एंड डीमंस डिक्लेयर ट्रूस। वी आर गोइंग टू कवर वर्स नंबर 29, 30 एंड 31। सो वील चैंट टुगेदर 31 एंड देन आई विल रीड द अदर टू एज वेल। तत्वरोचत दैत्यस्य तत्र नायनेये सुराधिपा तत्राणयेये सुराधिपा शंभरो रिषा रिष्टानि मेश्च संभरो रिष्टानि मेश्च ये च त्रिपुरा वासिनः तत्व अरोचता दैत्यस्य तत्राणये सुद्राधिपः संभरो रिष्टानि मेश्च ये च त्रिपुरा वासिनः तत्व अरोचिता दैत्यस्य तत्राणायने सुराधिपा संभरो रिष्टानि मेश्च ये च त्रिपुरा वासिनः। तत्वरोचते दैत्यस्य तत्राणये सुराधिपा संभरो रिष्टनिमिश्च ये च त्रिपुरावासिनः। तत्वरोचते दैत्यस्य तत्रणये सुराधिपा संभरो रिष्टनिमिश्च ये च त्रिपुरावासिनः। तत्वरोचते दैत्यस्य तत्रणये सुराधिपा संभरो रिष्टनिमिश्च ये च त्रिपुरावासिनः। तत् all those words to but arochata were very pleasing datasya to Bali Maharaj tatra as well as anye others ye who were asura adipaha the chiefs of the asuras sambhara sambhara asita meni asita nemihi arishta nemi cha also ye others who cha and Tripura vasinaha all the residents of Tripura. The proposals submitted by King Indra were immediately accepted by Bali Maharaj and his assistants, headed by Sambhara and Arishta Nemi and all the others residents of Tripura. I will read translation of text number 29 and 30 also, and then we will read the purport. The demigods approached Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, and sat down near him. Bali Maharaj was protected by the commanders of the demons and was most opulent, having conquered the whole universe. After pleasing Bali Maharaj with mild words, Lord Indra, the king of the demigods, who was most intelligent, very politely submitted all the proposals he had learned from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. The proposals submitted by King Indra were immediately accepted by Bali Maharaj and his assistants, headed by Sambhara and Arishta Nemi, and by all the other residents of Tripura. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It appears from this verse that politics, diplomacy, the propensity to cheat, and everything that we find in this world in individual and social negotiations between two parties are also present in the upper planetary systems. The demigods went to Bali Maharaj with the proposal to manufacture nectar, and the daityas, the demons, immediately accepted it, thinking that since the demigods were already weak, when the nectar was produced, the demons would take it from them and use it for their own purposes. The demigods, of course, had similar intentions. The only difference is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, was on the side of the demigods because the demigods were his devotees, whereas the demons did not care about Lord Vishnu. All over the universe, there are two parties, the Vishnu party or God-conscious party and the godless party. The godless party is never happy or victorious, but the God-conscious party is always happy and victorious. Om Agyan Timurandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tirubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayai Vacha Patitanam Pavne Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, what's going on here? Is everybody familiar? Have you been attending some of the classes? No, okay. So, there was a battle between the demons and the demigods. And it was going on, and demigods were getting weak, and they were not very sure if they will be able to sustain very long. So they, together with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, approached Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for taking his protection. So that is the background. In the previous chapter and here we see that Lord Brahma and the other demigods, they have been glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. So now we are in that part that after the Lord appeared and demigods were very pleased to see him, then the conversation took place and the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave the demigods some advice and tips, kind of negotiation tips, to go and talk to the demons, and he said he will take it from there. So that's the scene. So in the previous verses it is written that the demigods were really very happy when they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is like if we love somebody or we worship somebody, we would like to meet that person, correct? So if that person appears before us, we'll be very happy. Otherwise, we are just trying to imagine that things are happening. But if that person appears in person before us, then certainly we feel that, yes, we are able to see. There was somebody who recently gave a class and he gave a very good example. He said, suppose I tell you that I love my wife very much. So most of the people say that. So then if somebody asks, how does your wife look? And I say, I don't know. So you will say, how can you love a person whom you don't know? So here the demigods love, worship Lord Vishnu, and when Lord Vishnu appeared, they were very happy because they were able to see him face to face. So the other important thing is here that the demigods, they have surrendered to Lord Vishnu, and because they have surrendered to Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu has granted them total protection. So when Lord Vishnu appeared, demigods were even more happy that our protector is right there before us, and if we explain our difficulties to him, he is going to make sure that there is a solution for all those problems and difficulties. So it is explained by our acharyas that most of, practically all of the human beings, we have both demigods-like qualities and we have demonic qualities also. And why is it important, why has Srila Prabhupada instructed us to attend Bhagavatam class every day in the morning? You know, we could read Srimad Bhagavatam, we could just, you know, chant rounds and then go and have prasadam. But he insisted that there should be a Bhagavatam class every day in the temples, and as many devotees as possible should attend the class. Because by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam together with other Vaishnavas, our demonic qualities, they slowly melt away. And the demigods-like qualities or the good qualities, the qualities of a Vaishnava, they grow in us. So that is the purpose of our Bhagavatam classes every day in the morning. So here also it is said that when the going was good, the demigods tend to forget Lord Vishnu. So only there is a, you know, verse in Hindi, Dukh mein sumiran sab karein, sukh mein kare na koi. Jo sukh mein sumiran karein, to dukh kahe ko hoi. When we are in trouble, when we are in distress, we remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's very, very natural. But if we remember him during our good times, then we will never have a difficult time. So, but this is easy to say than do. So demigods also are not very different than most of us in that respect. So when going were good, they tend to forget Lord Vishnu. But here, when they realize that they are going to lose the battle with demons, and demons are going to take control of all their positions, then they were very worried, and they approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they submitted and they glorified, they submitted and surrendered before him. They were glorifying him, and then the Lord appeared. So when the Lord appeared and heard their problem, the Lord gave them a solution. So the Lord said, first of all, you go and kind of have a truce. It's like, let's get together and try to find a solution. And then the Lord said that we will, please tell them that we will do churning of the ocean. They will put different herbs and all kind of things in the ocean, and they will be churning, and eventually the nectar will come out of as a result of the churning. So the demigods were very pleased with the tips and instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they approached Bali Maharaj, who is the king of demons, and made the proposal, and they gladly accepted it. Now we have seen in the, you know, Prabhupada says here very nicely that it appears from this verse that politics and diplomacy, the propensity to cheat, and everything that we find in this world in individual and social negotiations between two parties was also present in the upper planetary systems. So there is a saying that when you cannot get the things done in the honest and right way, sometimes you have to play tricks on the other party. So here, this is exactly what the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommended to the demigods. This is a very interesting story. And as a matter of fact, when we read our scriptures, we find that there are so many stories like this where the demigods had to take, you know, recourse to this way of, you know, getting over the demons. And it is, let's hear the story and then we can discuss it. So there was a demon by the name Bhasmasura. And demons generally want very, very, you know, more power. They want to become immortal, and they want to become invincible like that. So these are their desires. So Bhasmasura also was no exception. So he worshipped Lord Shiva, and he worshipped Lord Shiva for many, many years, and under a lot of austerities. And when eventually Lord Shiva was pleased with him, he appeared before Bhasmasura, and he said, I am very pleased with you, with your prayers. So what can I give you? So he said, I want to become immortal. So Lord Shiva told him that this kind of a boon, benediction, he cannot give because he doesn't have such powers. So you can, you know, he asked Bhasmasura to ask for something else. So Bhasmasura said that, okay, in that case, please give me a benediction that if I place my hand on the head of somebody, that person will immediately turn into ashes. So Lord Shiva says, Tathastu, sure, that is easy. So Bhasmasura are very happy. And when Lord Shiva had appeared, even Parvati was also there, and Bhasmasura wanted to possess her. So he immediately started running after Lord Shiva. He wanted to place his head on head of Lord Shiva so that Lord Shiva is no more there, and then Bhasmasura can do whatever he feels like. So it was a scene. And so Lord Shiva is running, and after him, Bhasmasura is running. So, and Lord Shiva is running for his life. And when the demigods are in danger, where do they go? They go to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Shiva also went to Lord Vishnu and explained his problem. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, you yourself create the problems by giving these kind of benedictions. And time and again we have seen that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods, they have given benedictions without thinking. And so much difficult situations have been created because of these benedictions. So Lord Vishnu then appeared as Mohini. He turned into a very beautiful woman, and extremely beautiful. So when Bhasmasura came there and he saw Mohini, he was very fascinated, and he forgot that he was running after Lord Shiva. So he saw Mohini and he said, oh, you are so beautiful, I would like to marry you. So Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, in form of Mohini, told him that, you know, I am a very good dancer. So if you can copy my dancing, you know, motions, mudras, then only I will marry you. So he said, that shouldn't be very difficult. I think we can try. So you dance and I will try to imitate. I will try to exactly repeat what you are doing. So the Lord started dancing and Bhasmasura was copying, was repeating those moves. So during the dance, the Lord put his own hand on his head. So now Bhasmasura also had to, you know, repeat that. So he also put his own hand on his head. And as soon as his hand touched his head, he turned into ashes. So the Lord has tricked demons several times, and this is exactly what is happening here. So for us, as Prabhupada says towards the end of purport, the only difference is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, was on the side of the demigods, because the demigods were his devotees. And then he finally says that there are two parties, the Vishnu party and the godless party. And the godless party is never happy or victorious, but the God-conscious party is always happy and victorious. So this is the main essence of whatever activities we are doing. It's not the essence of just this particular verse. It is the essence of all creation. It is the essence of all activities, all devotional services which we do, that we are trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we surrender unto him and we seek his protection. That is what we are looking for. Because if somebody is protected by the Lord, nobody can do him any harm. So here, the demigods, they surrendered to Lord Vishnu, and we see that they were protected by him. Now, in our lives, how do we translate it? Because it's important for us to know. Now, we have to also surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But most of us are not at that stage where we can go to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am totally surrendered to you. We do not have those qualifications. We are all trying to do, we are all trying to work on that, but how do we take those small steps so that eventually we can surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So in our case, it is recommended that we surrender to our authorities, we surrender to our superiors, we surrender to senior Vaishnavas who can then give us guidance. And why it is important to surrender or to remain under guidance of a senior Vaishnava or the authorities? It is, we hear this very often, correct? That we should always be very submissive and surrendered to our superiors. Why is it important? Because on our own, we would make so many mistakes. We'll commit so many sinful activities. We'll commit so many anarthas. When we are under protection and guidance of a senior Vaishnava, then the chances of making those mistakes are reduced. When Srila Prabhupada asked all his disciples to pledge or to about following these four regulative principles, and when we get initiated, we also take those vows that I have no meditating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. What is the importance of these vows? Because by taking those vows, and if we follow them, we are protected. These vows offer us a protection from engaging ourselves in sinful activities. And Srila Prabhupada says, and also explained by other acharyas, that most of the anarthas which we commit, will automatically, we will not do them, we will not commit them anymore if we follow these four regulatory principles. So these four regulatory principles for different people would mean different things. Just to give a very simple example, that for a person who is very new, a neophyte, intoxication may just mean consuming alcohol, maybe smoking and things like that. But when, as we progress in our devotional life, we find that intoxication also means that, but it means much more than that. Because one can get intoxicated by different things. For example, somebody could get intoxicated by her beauty. Somebody can get intoxicated by the family which he or she belongs to. Somebody can get intoxicated by the education and the degrees that person has. Or one may get intoxicated by the wealth. One may get intoxicated by the strength. So there are so many, you know, possibilities for one to get intoxicated with. So if we, as we make progress in our devotional life, we see the not only the you know, the gross meaning of these vows, but we also see the deeper meaning. And when we see the deeper meaning, it helps us to lead a life which is, which would be free of anarthas. And when we are leading that kind of a life and we are chanting, then the chanting is generally of a much better quality than chanting with anarthas. And when we chant with devotion and we chant, we are not committing anarthas while chanting, we make further progress in our devotional life. So by staying in protection of senior Vaishnavas, by staying under the protection of our authorities, we are protected. So in our system, this is very nicely built. The Vedic system is very nice in that respect, because it is known that, you know, we say in English, to err is human. So humans are going to make mistakes. So how we protect ourselves is by staying under their protection and surrendering to our seniors. So this is what the take-home message is, at least for me, and I thought I will share that with you. So I guess we can, at least I will stop here, but I would like to invite you to share your own experiences in this respect, and maybe you would like to share how you were, you could have committed a mistake or something, you know, serious, but because you were guided by senior devotee, you were saved from that situation. Or, you know, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to share.
Hare Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class. I have a question, like just now you explained about intoxication, the subtle meaning. So can you please explain about other three items if...
Yeah, so gambling, for example. So gambling, again, what is your understanding of gambling? Playing, going to casino, playing cards. This is generally what we will...
Earning money without much effort.
Yeah. So this is what we mean. But gambling can also mean if we don't know the outcome of something. This is what gambling is, correct? When you are not only earning more money, you can lose money also. Correct? It is actually, that's what happens most of the time. That is why people try to say gambling is not a good thing to do. Correct? Several years ago, I had to go to Las Vegas because there was a reunion and I was part of the group, so I went there and I had never been there before that, and also after that I never went there. So I wanted to go there one time to see, you know, we hear so much about Las Vegas, so I just wanted to be there. And I met people who live in Las Vegas. And then we were just talking because there is so much of glitter there. You know, you think everything is gold. Las Vegas never sleeps. You know, it is like that. So, you know, you go to different places. There are these slot machines everywhere. And people spend their whole night sitting on those machines. And just to share with you, we were staying in a hotel. So we went to a show, we came back, and as we were passing by, it is so inviting, you know, they make all those kind of, you know, atmosphere and environment that you just don't have to do any effort to get entangled. So, you know, it's right there. Every step you take, it is there. You go to the airport, it is there. You land at the airport, you see slot machines. Everywhere there are all these opportunities. So we were going to our rooms, so we picked up the key from the reception, and as I was passing by, I saw a gentleman sitting on a machine. And I went to my room, I slept, and in the morning I got up, we had to come down for breakfast and then go with our program. And when I came down, that gentleman was still sitting on that machine. So you can imagine how, you know, addictive it is. So I spoke to this gentleman, and not that gentleman, but somebody, our own contact, who lives in Las Vegas. And I asked him, you know, so people must be making a lot of money here. So he said something very, very remarkable. He says, nobody leaves Las Vegas with money. He says, if that happens, Las Vegas would be bankrupt. So the system is built and made such that more people lose. There may be some just fortunate one, but if you may call them fortunate, but the result is that in the end, they are all losers. So any activity which we perform, the result of which we do not know, is gambling. So it has such a deeper meaning when you look at it. So that's where, again, the guidance of a spiritual master is very, very important. Because otherwise we will always engage ourselves in activities. Oh, I can do this. Let me try it. Let me take a chance. You know, we talk a lot about this. But in spiritual services and spiritual life, it is always important to stay guided by a senior Vaishnava so that we don't do things which are going to be detrimental for our devotional life. So we talked about gambling and intoxication. Then we have illicit sex. So that refers to being or hoping for attention. That is the meaning of sex. So for example, we are in a group and I am acting in a way that everybody, I am the center of attraction. I want to be the center of attraction in a group. So that is
also refers to illicit sex. So in other words, one has to be so humble that one doesn't really engage in such activities. One has to maintain a simple lifestyle and live and serve the Supreme Personality of God, and not to do things for getting attention. Most of the time we try to do things because we will get attention, correct? People engage in such even so-called pious activities and philanthropy. They make hospitals, they make schools and things like that. But the aim behind all those activities is to get attention, get recognition. So that is again something not recommended. So this way, as we are moving ahead in our life, in our spiritual life, we will find that we have to take precautions from all these things, because they are very, very subtle, but yet, and we may commit them with very good intentions. It is not that when we are doing these things, we have bad intentions, but the results sometimes can be very, very dangerous. So, that answers your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
This is from yesterday's class, but it's somewhat related, maybe. Krishna Arjuna Mataji was saying how the effect of devotional service is instantaneous, means the experience of going above the modes is instantaneous by performing devotional service. But it, in our own experience, as we're practicing, we don't feel like that always. You know, there's times where we don't see the effect of devotional service. So I was wondering if you could expand on what may be some of the reasons.
Yeah. So it's actually very easily understood. If we have that little bit of mood of surrender, then we will understand it immediately. The difficult part is that we want to lord over things. You know, we think I am the controller. And we have that tendency because we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So He is the chief controller, and Srila Prabhupada says, we may be a tiny controller, but we have that propensity. So this is where the block comes. So many things are happening in our lives. Now, whom do we give credit for that? Most of the time, we take the credit. Correct? I let's say I'm a painter, and I paint a picture which everybody appreciates very much. All the people, you know, there's an exhibition, and everybody who comes there says, oh, what a beautiful picture, what a beautiful picture. Who is the artist? And, you know, next day there's a picture in the newspaper, and I'm on the TV and everything. Now, who takes the credit for that? You know, obviously, I'm so, you know, puffed up that I'm such a great artist. I will never thank Lord Krishna for that. Because all the skills, all the talent which has come to me is because of Lord Krishna. So if we develop that kind of a mood, that whatever skills I have, whatever qualities I possess, they are just given to me by Lord Krishna, and without those qualities, or if I had those qualities were not given to me by the Lord, I would be a useless person. So then my mood will change. So the same way, as I was explaining this example, so many things are happening in our life, and we do not see the hand which is protecting us. If we see the hand which is protecting us, then we will feel immediately that devotional service is instantaneous. Because in Nectar of Devotion, I think I discussed this last time also, in Nectar of Devotion, in the very first chapter, Srila Rupa Goswami says the six characteristics of pure bhakti. And the very first one is Klesha Agni, the auspiciousness, the distress and the difficult situations will go away and it will change for you. So if now it doesn't really mean that suppose it is winter, we will not feel cold. We will still feel cold. The difficult situation will still arise for us, but the way we look at them, the way we process them changes. So we have to, first of all, you know, Srila Prabhupada gives another example, and I used to say that in my, I can just share with you, in my previous job in India, I was the manager of an organization, and I had several colleagues who were responsible. I was responsible for them. So, and they were very young kids, if I may use that word, and you know, once in a while they will make mistakes, and if I will go to them and say, oh, you know, you did something wrong, they will immediately try to explain that they did not do anything wrong. And my answer used to be that if you don't admit that you made a mistake, you will never be able to correct yourself. Because you can correct yourself only if you realize that you made a mistake, you were wrong. So Srila Prabhupada gives example of a person who is sick. So only if we realize, or a person realizes that he or she is sick, then only that person will seek some medical advice. Correct? If you feel that you are healthy, you have no problem, why would you go to a doctor? So the same way, if we first of all admit that yes, there is this, you know, supreme, there is this person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has all the power, and whatever has come to me, whatever talent I possess, is his gift to me, then we will realize that the devotional service is there, and we are getting protection, we are getting, you know, saved from all the difficult things, all the, you know, miseries around us because of him. So in other words, instead of taking the credit for all our achievements ourselves, we should also sometimes thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead and say, thank you, my Lord, because exactly without him, we cannot really achieve anything. There's another example I share with my friends a number of times that, you know, most of us went to school and colleges, correct? And they were different type of students. Some were very intelligent, some were not so intelligent, some were absolutely and had no interest in the studies and all that. And sometimes we see that it is not necessary that the one who was most intelligent and used to get maximum, you know, marks and, you know, got good grades, they are doing well in life. It is not necessary. Sometimes we find that the people who didn't do so much, so well in the studies, they are doing pretty well in life. So why it is like this? Why is it different? Because normally the person who is doing well in college, he should do well everywhere. It is because the person who may not have been very good in studies, but he has the mercy of the Lord. He has the Lord on his side. So like Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that there are two parties, Vishnu party and the godless party. And it is the Vishnu party who is always victorious. So if we are in that party, if we have surrendered to Lord Vishnu, we will always be on the winner side. And for our wins, we have to, you know, once in a while, thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should thank him. Sometimes the result of our prayers is immediate. It depends with what intensity and with what mood you are praying. It's really amazing, you know. And there can be so many, you know, situations. For example, you know, somebody is driving a car and, you know, you parked your car at a gas station to get something, and when you come back, your car doesn't start. And it is middle of the night and you don't really know what to do. If Alex Prabhu is there, he can help. But he is not everywhere. So what do we do? Correct? And then we pray, and sometimes then you say, okay, let me try one more time. And then you try it, and then the car starts. So now what would you call it? I will call it that, you know, the Lord himself helped me out by... Sometimes he may send somebody to help you. You know, out of nowhere somebody may come and say, okay, you know, what's the problem? Can I help you? It happens in all our lives. We have, all of us, when we, you know, go back in our lives, we'll find situations similar to this. The only thing is that most of the time, we are not able to recognize the hand behind all those mercies. We just ignore it. Okay? Anything else? Jitendra Prabhu, you'd like to say something?
Prabhupada said, are there any questions? Nobody's had any questions, and Prabhupada said, of course not.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.